welcome back to the podcast. Today on this Friday the 13th, not Friday, February the 13th.
Oh, I was, yeah.
You got freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, I did.
The day before Valentine's, I have a very special and lovable guest. Goes by the name of William O'Brien.
Ooh, it feels good to be here. You know, pre-Valentine's Day, I was kind of hoping we could do it on Valentine's Day as a date, but, you know, it...
I'm pretty sure you got plans.
Yeah, this works too.
So, kind of just did some Mario Kart and you whooped my tail in that.
Just a bit, you know. I've been refining my skills lately. Yeah. It's a constant grind out here on Double Dash. We don't play any of the newer versions of Mario Kart. Those are not acceptable in our world.
I was going to ask you why Double Dash and not other Mario Kart.
So, the Switch one, honestly, probably is a better game graphics wise. Mm-hmm. Just haven't learned it that well yet, and there's a lot of variables involved with your kart design.
Yeah.
Whereas with Double Dash, you can just choose a kart, and it's the best tracks.
Yeah.
It's very, you know what's going on.
It's homey.
You know,
yeah.
Everything's there, and the drifting's the best. That's key. Mm-hmm. Very important stuff.
Yeah. Drifting. I forgot a Mario Kart game I was playing this summer, but it just takes a while. I was so used to Double Dash my whole life, and yeah, the whole kart thing too. Every single kart nowadays has like acceleration and speed and turning and control, and just keep it simple, you know?
It's too much. You know, we're here for that simple Mario Kart. Bring it back to the childhood. You know, that nice, what, 16 megabytes of RAM?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah, I know. That was fun, but I kind of felt bad. Not bad, but I was not talking trash. I was feeling myself because, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have killed in Double Dash, but I haven't played in a while, so we were just knocking off the rust.
Yeah, you know, I think one more race,
easy first place.
Easy first place right there.
Do you have a go-to character?
I do. Classic Toadette. Toadette is by far the best character in Double Dash. In Nintendo, Toadette is the best character.
Why?
She's just unbeatable. She always wins in Mario Party. She's just the coolest.
Uh-huh.
She's just Toad, but better. Think about it that way.
So you don't pick them because, like, the items or anything?
I mean, that's not the important factor to me. It's more about how cool the character is as their being.
Yeah. What about the worst character combination you ever tried out?
Ooh, the worst? It's definitely just both Baby Marios. Or Baby Mario and Baby Luigi. Luigi. It's just like both of them together.
Yeah.
Is the worst.
They're pretty useless, I'm not gonna lie.
Because the whatever Chain Chomp power up.
Yeah.
Awful. Really? Worst power up.
Actually, yeah. I remember when I was younger, I thought that was the best thing.
I did too.
But nowadays, they have the whole rocket ship that takes you.
The bullet.
That actually helps a lot more. This Chain Chomper, you're not going that fast, really.
And then at the end, it just flings you off wherever.
Yeah.
It's just, it could hurt you more than it helps.
This is all true.
I know.
What about favorite tracks?
Favorite tracks? Oh, by far DK Mountain.
DK Mountain.
By far and above DK Mountain, without fail.
The bridge, when I was younger, I mean, we played it now, it kind of messed me up a little bit, but when I was younger and I was first starting this game, I would always fall off the bridge. I'd find a way to, I'd make it like 75% of the way down,
and it just
moves. And then people put bananas on there, fake item boxes.
They're tricking you out there. They're not real for that.
Would you say you're the best Mario Kart Double Dash player in the house? On record?
On record, if you look at the game, in the records, I have the most.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Have you guys played as a household yet?
Yes, we've played many a times now. We've had it for the past like 2 or 3 weeks now because we took it from Rachel.
Rachel Guilfoyle. Okay.
Yeah. So we took the game from her and we've just been playing and having a grand time. Seeing who wins each time, you know.
Who do you think I'd have a good chance of beating? Like right now in my current state.
Rory's probably your best bet.
No way.
Yeah, because it goes like...
I feel like Jackson's really good.
It goes Rory, Jackson... No. It goes... Me, Jackson, Tyler, Rory.
Tyler
is good, but he just hits items consistently. Like, you throw something at him, he'll hit it every time. It's a good time.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got a couple of roommate questions I'll ask you later, but now we're gonna just stick with you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I guess my first question for you is, you are a loud and proud mechanical engineering major.
Yes.
Best major in Texas A&M.
It's so fun all the time.
I was curious what made you choose mechanical engineering.
Do you want me to give my elevator pitch or my normal, like, actually why I chose mechanical engineering?
Let's go with your actual.
We'll
have elevator
pitches later. We'll cover elevator pitches later on whenever we get to the professional segment. Mechanical engineering. Honestly, I think it's cool. I think it's broad. And that's something I liked, the versatility of it. I could do anything I wanted to. And then for a while, I was between biomedical and mechanical because I wanted to do prosthetics for a bit. But then I learned that you could do prosthetics with mechanical instead of biomedical, and I wouldn't have to take as much chemistry. Yeah. And I said, sign me up for that. And then also just tinkering with things, you know, taking it apart, doing things like that. And then I just kind of like the opportunities the degree has of where I can go with it. I'm not very limited by my path of major.
No, I came in as biomedical as well. I thought, you know, I want to do prosthetics, and then you enter your freshman year, you talk to some older people, and you hear people in biomedical, and not that, like, biomedical is not a bad major at all, but for me, I thought I wanted to do prosthetics, and as someone who wasn't sure of what I wanted to do, I didn't want to just limit myself to one area. I mean, you can do more than prosthetics as B-men, right? But mechanical, there's just a lot more different industries you can hit too.
If we were like 10 years from now, I might have chosen biomedical, but it's just the industry's not where I want it to be yet. So
I agree. Yeah.
Sadly. Cool industry. Cool. Yeah. Cooler stuff sometimes.
So when you're going through that whole ETAM process, did you consider anything else? Like, was biomedical even in your, like, three essays you wrote, or five, or I don't even remember?
I think the ones I prepped or did the things for were mechanical, biomed, and chemical. Because I think chemical is interesting, but then I was just like, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of chemistry involved. And then I found out that, or I didn't want to do it because they do more labs. But then I found out, oh, wait, I have three labs in one semester with mechanical anyway, so I could have. Because chemical was interesting to me because of you can just mix things together. You can brew beer, which is
you really can.
But now I know that that's not a right career path for me, because I can't taste it. I'm allergic to it.
So are you actually?
I'm allergic to barley.
When did you find that out?
I found out
like in college.
Yes, because Patrick,
his brother.
My brother Patrick found out that he was allergic, and then I was just like, wait a minute. Every time that I drink like one beer, I threw up, and I was like, huh, maybe I'm allergic. And then I got tested and found out.
Oh, you got tested?
Yeah, I got allergy tested. No, I got allergy tested, and they said, you're allergic.
Damn.
I said, oh, well.
There's a lot of other beer out there, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of other alcohols out there. Not beers. Not the beers.
Yeah. In my opinion, you're not missing out. I don't really like beer a lot.
I don't think I'm missing a ton. Cider exists for a reason.
But you said that you were thinking of prosthetics, and then you realized you could do that with mechanical. I don't know where your head at is right now with what you are interested in getting into, but is prosthetics still on that list?
It's something I'd like to like do as like more of like a hobby type thing of just like I would do research into that, and I think it's cool. But I've found just more interest in energy, oil and gas, and like I almost worked in a research lab for like carbon conversion to energy. I just ended up not having time. But like that stuff is just very interesting to me. And I think it's a more pressing global issue, which I think is a more important thing for me to pursue.
I agree.
I think the industry's going to be good too.
Yeah. I think, I know a lot of people talk about we're transitioning to more electric, but like oil and gas and obviously energy, that's going to be around at least during our lifetime.
It's going to be around. I was talking to some company person about this the other day, mm-hmm. and she was saying that we won't have, like, at least another energy source that's, like, of equal percentage to oil and gas probably until, for, like, another 20 years or so. But then even if you look at, like, the products that oil and gas makes, like, byproducts, you're still going to need, like, a smaller size of the industry.
Yeah. So. And then making the transition, too, it's not instant.
It's not going to be an instant thing. Honestly, I'd like to be a part of the transition. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, be like, I helped make our planet better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you only exclusively talk to oil and gas companies and energy companies then? Or are you still like, that's what I'm interested in, but if an aerospace company calls me, like, I'm not going to say no, I'll listen in.
Yeah, I mean, kind of do a mix with MSF. I'm kind of looking at consulting as well.
Yeah.
Of kind of exploring that field and kind of going through there. But then with the engineering, kind of like looking at what I'm doing this summer. I've talked to a few like construction contractor companies. Mm-hmm. What else did I apply for? Rivian.
The electric car.
That's what it is. It's Rivian. I thought they were interesting.
Rivian's cool, dude.
Yeah. They have some internal issues. I don't know if you saw any of that.
I haven't.
They had this thing apparently where like the car didn't actually work in the promo video they filmed. They were just on a hill down.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
I think Rivian. I don't know if you've heard of Lucid Motors.
Yes.
That's another electric car company.
Yeah, because Tesla is interesting to me, but I don't think they're meant to be a car company.
Yeah. They...
I think SpaceX is doing well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right endeavor for them. But Tesla, I don't know if it's, as a car company, is going to sustain itself.
It'll be interesting. I definitely see a lot of Teslas around College Station, though.
A lot of Teslas around here. I want to see the Hummer electric vehicle. Yeah. I want to see what it looks like. Because that just feels wrong to put the two together in, like, one sentence.
Yeah. And then... whenever the Austin, Terra factory they're building is finished, we'll see Cybertrucks here or something. That would be so cool.
I wish there were Cybertrucks here. That is one of the Teslas I will accept. I will accept that vehicle. That's a beautiful creation.
It's crazy.
It's madness.
Looks like nothing I've ever seen.
It's so funny.
But you talked about you're doing MSF.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you make that decision?
So I've been kind of looking at it since I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Because your older brother did it, I'm guessing?
No, he joined last year.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I talked to him before he joined. It was no bias involved. But so I looked into it. Because I was trying to decide what I wanted to do in college, like, before, I was just like, I could enjoy business. Like, I like seeing where money goes and seeing how it all operates.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kind of doing mechanical engineering, I realized, I was just like, I am kind of missing that aspect of it. I started doing the business minor, and I was just like, accounting and ISTM. I don't know if you
did ISTM.
Like, it just like made sense to me, and I was just like, if I don't pursue this now and just do like the extra degree, like the 1+ year, and kind of just make myself like a more well-rounded individual, then eventually I might have to come back for an MBA, and I'd rather not like leave working life to come back and be a poor college student again.
Damn. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, but are there other, like, master's, like, MS programs, not just in finance?
Yeah, so, I'm doing MSF. Tyler's actually doing MSB, which is a Master's of Science in Business.
Mm.
Very similar program, but a little bit more of an entrepreneurial focus.
Yeah.
Where you kind of run your own business for like a few months out of the year. It's like a nonprofit. That's the first one I heard about, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got me interested in like the concept of doing this like 4+1 master's program.
Yeah.
But I ended up just going with MSF because I liked the people and what they did more. And then, I think there's an MS Marketing, MS HR. Okay. I've been seeing a lot on like
I've seen a lot of the email threads.
A lot of the email threads that people like posting on LinkedIn. I was like, I didn't know that existed, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'll support your LinkedIn post. That's interesting. I never really thought of doing like a master's in anything right after college. And we all have different paths, I guess, but it's just really cool that you made that decision. I didn't realize you heard about it like senior year.
Yeah, that's really cool. It was much earlier on than I would have thought I would do that, but I was more school oriented back in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I actually devoted a lot of time to school.
Wait, so tell me, I guess, about how high school Will has changed compared to college Will, especially, like, let's start with the academic side of things.
Ooh, well, depends on, like, which part of high school you're looking at. I think freshman year of high school, it's just, like, peak work ethic, and then just
really hard to climb. I was about to say the opposite for you.
No, I was working hard freshman year of high school, and I was playing sports. You know, I was on the baseball team still.
Baseball, which catcher?
Let me get it. Yeah.
I don't think I heard you say. Okay, obviously not catcher. I could see you as a third baseman or right fielder.
It was right field.
Right field, baby.
Right field.
Wait, so you had a cannon?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's me. I would just line it.
Wow.
In. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I played catcher a few times, only whenever our catcher was busy.
Yeah.
Because I used to play it in the select
team
and whatnot, and doing all that because, you know, just athlete.
Yeah, all around.
Oh my gosh.
Put me wherever I'm in, coach.
I know. It's just a hard life sometimes being a versatile player. But but then I ended up kind of settling on outfield because I liked it. And I developed the yips for a bit. So I was pitching for a while, and then the yips just got to me, and I had to move out. I couldn't make the short throw anymore, but I could nail the long throw.
Bro, that's
throws.
The thing is, like, something about having your teammate, like, 5 feet away from you.
Couldn't do it.
But, like, when they're, like, 100 feet away, you're like, oh, I don't care. Like, I'm just air it out.
In the chest every time from 100 yards, but, like, 10 feet, couldn't make the throw.
And outfield, I feel like, suits your vibes, because, like, outfield, for us, like, we did our outfield drills so easy. Infield had to run so many scenarios, and outfielders would just chill out.
We just got a lot of, you know, the pop fly machine?
Yeah, they just throw it up in the air. That was so much fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we did, just messing around in the outfield. It was a grand time. Okay, but back to high school activities that I was doing. Let me think.
This was freshman year. You said talking about sports.
Yeah, freshman year, I actually cared about school a lot. Mm-hmm. I was devoting a lot of time to my classes. Whenever I say that, I mean, like, I don't know. I would say, okay, let's go by percent. So I'll say that's 100% effort.
Yeah.
And then I went to like probably like 75 for the rest of high school because I realized I just didn't need to put in that much time and just, you know, kind of stay away from that. And then junior year of high school, I decided to retire from baseball.
Oh.
I know, my shoulder injuries, it was getting to me. I was just like, I'd rather have a cool shoulder, and like, I know I'm not gonna play in college, so I'm gonna retire, guys. Yeah. So then it was just I had more free periods in high school, which was actually very fun.
Yeah,
I just like I would get out of school early and just me and my high school friends would go and just mess around, have lunch, do whatever. Yeah. Me and two of my like good friends, one of them being Grayson, you know,
Grayson McGuire.
Yeah, we all three like quit sports at the same time, so.
All we from not just, seeing each other at all to
no yeah so then we were all just like free at like seventh period of the day. We were all free periods and we all just like would leave and just go mess around and do something like actually fun.
Wait, what sport did Grayson play? He didn't do football
He did football and track. Yeah, he's fast.
I have a hard time seeing it, but next time I guess I see him, I'll ask him to run.
You should ask him about hurdles. He was very good at hurdles.
Okay, so I guess in college, how is like your 100% freshman year and then 75% rest of high school. So where would you say in college you're at right now? I feel like it fluctuates every now and then.
Yeah, I think that freshman year, first semester, strong 85%.
Right? Yeah.
Strong 85%. I was taking like electives I didn't even need to be taking. I took my polls like first semester that I got here.
Yeah.
Which was honestly very nice because it was on campus and I could just walk to my test. Mm-hmm. And that was very convenient.
That is nice.
I did wake up like
10 minutes before, 5 minutes before.
I woke up 5 minutes before and then I was just like, you know what? I can sleep for a bit more. So then I slept and then I was like just 10 minutes late to the test and it was fine. It was a good time. And then spring semester, freshman year, probably like 50%. Easiest semester I've ever had.
Yeah.
Of just, I didn't take physics because I was like, nah, I don't want to do that again. So I didn't take physics. So I was taking like ISTM 209, mm-hmm. which is just an Excel class, which is just like a, it's not terrible. Yeah. It's a little interesting at times. Mm-hmm. And then everything else was just like general engineering classes that weren't terrible. Mm-hmm. So I was just hanging out. And then I took bowling. I had two online classes. That's what it was. Because I took Perf 301 and ISTM 209. So I was in 14 hours. But my schedule really only had me going on campus to class three or four times a week.
Yeah. That is so nice.
I think I started at like 4 p.m. most days.
Damn. That is really nice.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun. That was good for me. Yeah. Just getting to explore. And then
I feel like sophomore year starts ramping up a little bit.
Sophomore year, I probably got to like 75%. Mm-hmm. Thought about switching out to mechanical because I wasn't sure if I'd liked some of the stuff we were doing.
Switching out to what?
Thought about doing ISIN.
Yep.
Purely because I think the efficiency aspect is cool, but then I looked into it and I was just like, I don't want to do coding. Mm. I know they do a decent amount of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I know I can do the ISIN job that I'm imagining with the mechanical. Like, it's like the same position in the company's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Of just both are the same. So then I was just like, I'm just going to stick it out with mechanical. Mm-hmm. I know there's some cooler classes ahead. Like, I still wanted to do like solar engineering and like those cool classes. And I was just like, the mean tech electives are way better.
Yeah.
Than
like what you're going through like sophomore year.
Yeah. Just like senior year, it'll be worth it.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yes. And then this past year, pandemic is weird with work ethic. Like, sometimes I'll put in like 40%, other times I put in like 95%. Yeah. It's a back and forth. Mm-hmm. Depends on what kind of day it is, you know.
I feel that.
How cold it is outside.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of colds, I just wanted to document this, but it is freezing today.
Yeah, I'll check the weather right now.
It is insane.
I think it was 30 last night.
Groundhog Day doesn't lie.
Dude, you know, he was right.
He really said six more
weeks. 32 degrees right now.
32 degrees. It's supposed to get colder next week, too. It's the crazy part.
Let's see. Oh, it's actually 31. They lied to me.
Damn.
So, we're looking at high of 34 today, mm-hmm. low of 28. And then on Monday, we go to high of 22 degrees and a low of 6 degrees. Wow. And that kind
of... Wednesday, isn't Wednesday colder?
Wednesday's 35-24, and then Thursday's 31-15.
But then Saturday is supposed to be like 48, 64, 48 or something, right?
Yeah, it's about like mid-50s to mid-40s.
That's good. That's good.
I'll take that, you know. I'll take it from the chills.
Yeah. Dang. No, I'm excited, though. I'm glad I'm staying here and kind of in your guys' grade now.
Yeah.
And the next semester, I'll actually get it. Take classes with you guys.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got the design project now.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can all get in the same class. That'd be pretty dope.
I hope so. That would make it a lot better.
Yeah. So, I guess enough about school right now.
Yeah, school, nerd stuff. Out.
Hate it.
We're done with it.
So, if you were to describe to me who you are as a person, but based off of based off of colors,
I think I'd go with like a very light shade of blue, almost, you know, like kind of, you see like some little hints of like purple and green in there too, but that's kind of what I imagine. Just I wouldn't say any like overbearing colors because I don't go out of my way to make a like a known presence.
Yeah.
So I think, but it's like a, I don't know, it's still a presence that's there. It's like you want it like, or it's part of the color wheel, right? Yeah. Or part of the rainbow. So like, I will be present, but I'm not going to be the vibrant red that you see all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but yeah. Does that?
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess, have you always been that way? Like always comfortable, maybe not being in the background, but not being like the main focus, the person in the spotlight?
I don't know. There was a time when I would say I was definitely more in the limelight, the center of attention. Mm. You know, and then I just kind of...
Senior year of high school, maybe.
Senior year of high school, whenever I puked. But
me too. Yeah,
it's a hard life.
From one high school hero to another.
Well, yeah, you understand. Yeah, I see. Like every night, I go to bed thinking about high school.
Yeah. And then the best days of my life.
Then I wake up back in college, and I'm just like, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Let me think. I don't know when the shift came. I mean, I was definitely more reserved. Up until like sophomore year of high school,
probably. Would you say reserved as in like you were scared to talk to people, or you just like you just didn't want to talk to people?
Not reserved. I'll go shy.
Okay.
I'll go shy. That's a more fitting word of just, I did not voice my opinion as much. Mm-hmm. I just didn't talk as much or, you know, go out of my way to be friendly with people.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why, but that's too long ago for me to remember exactly.
Yeah.
But I think I can trace it down to a turning point. And I would say it's me becoming an NHS officer in junior year of high school. NHS. And, yeah.
What was your position? Treasurer?
I was publicist. Yeah. No, wow. I know.
That's a big deal.
I know. I was publicist. junior year of high school. And then... I was vice president.
Oh my gosh. Hey, that was on your resume for sure.
I have my resume loaded. I'm gonna put it back on there. But no, I chose the vice president role.
Yeah.
You would think it's an election, right?
Right.
But I said I want vice president because we had, it was like a system where like the two underling officers became So I chose it. Chose that lifestyle for me.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, weirdly enough, that is a shift for me of just, like, it forced me to be a more involved role.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, talking to more people and interacting with them.
Yeah.
Like, before I didn't have to go out of my way to, like, it was just, like, I stayed in my comfort zone, and then I kind of was forced out of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. It's a good shift. Like, now I talk to whoever and have a good time.
And, I mean, you come into college and, you know, you're a fish camp counselor. Hopefully times two. Any chairs are listening. Will O'Brien, great guy.
Yeah, only as pickup right now, but that could change.
That could change.
That could change possibly soon. I know. Yeah.
But then you're a free counselor as well. You're in these roles where you're mentoring people, you're befriending them. You're kind of like, I guess, were you like the rule whatever enforcer? I don't even know.
Oh. What was it? Oh, contract man?
Contract man. Yeah, you're kind of the one that's just...
Contract man, I think, was my greatest joke in free.
Yeah.
I think that was the best delivered joke in that half of the freshmen didn't know whether or not it was real.
Yeah.
If I said, I'm contract man, like, just at, like, the third meeting of the year, because we didn't have anything on our slides, and I was just like, someone's got to put something on there. Yeah. So then I was just like, I'm contract man.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of contract.
Yeah. Dude, so how is that, being a counselor for free? And you're watching, like, freshmen, like, you were a freshman, like, a year ago, and now you're helping these freshmen find that same experience you had, make friends, get adjusted. How was that for you?
Honestly, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I had so much fun. I still talk to a decent amount of the freshmen. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep tabs.
Keep tabs.
See how they're doing. You know, and then if they go on the wrong path, I contract them back in the line. It's like, how dare you? But it's honestly a very cool experience of watching these people who like come into college as a freshman, not really knowing which, and like, it's okay to say that because I came into college having no understanding of what this was. So then it's interesting to watch them change and kind of become these people, and like you watch people who you had fun with the whole year and kind of like helped guide them become like counselors on their own or like join different orgs and like see all these different places they're going. And it's just so cool to kind of like watch people just grow and become their own individual.
Was there anybody that you interviewed as a free counselor that, like, you saw them at the very beginning and they were one way, and then at the very end, even though the was a year cut short, I'm trying to think, right?
It was
It
cut
was,
short. It was honestly a very tragic end to the year. Because as you know, as a former free star, the second semester is
Some things take off.
it's when things really get going, and then we just didn't have that with this group. So I think what you see that's different with our year versus this past year was that you have more like strong committee relationships with the freshmen this past year, whereas our year you had stronger like inter committee of
I agree.
just because at that point you have more mixing of the committees in the second semester, whereas you're mainly with your committee in the first semester. So but I think it was good overall. Sad that it happened, but we made the best of it. But
And
someone that I watched change.
yeah, if you remember, or is there anybody you remember interviewing specifically and they like got into your committee or something?
Into my committee. There is one person who I talked to like the very first awful information. I said she has to be in free, and then pushed her and got her in, and that was cool. Yeah, I think she knows now that it kind of that it was me, but no, she just reminded me so much of where I was freshman year. On like didn't know what I want, and then she also just reminded me so much of like one of my good friends. I was just like, she'd be such a good fit, and it worked out. She did well.
There you go. I think that's the best thing, like seeing the progression of people like change as a person, get more comfortable being themselves. I mean, whenever I was a freshman, I was one way, and I probably didn't realize how big of an embarrassment I was to the people around me. But you grow up, you get older, you become more self-aware and reevaluate yourself, and now I'm pretty happy with who I am. And I got to see you guys grow too. I feel like you haven't changed as much. Maybe you've gotten more expressive of your emotions.
Over time.
But I like to this day I still haven't seen you or heard you raise your voice.
Raising the voice is just it's just not there for me. It's just I don't know what it is, but I can't take myself seriously whenever I do it. Like if I'm shouting, I just cannot take myself seriously. Like it's I start laughing.
Yeah, no, I think one time I was telling Will, I was like, Will, can you just shout or like say something really loud? And he's like, I just can't.
It's just
You can't force
I
it.
can't force myself to do it.
When was the last time you think you raised your voice?
Dude, I don't even know.
Like, not even when you're talking to some, well, I guess it's different. I was gonna say when you talk to someone at like a loud event, it's not really raising your voice. I'm trying to imagine you like enforcing something and raising your voice. Like, hey guys, we need to.
Fish camp.
Okay,
I did a skit.
Dang it. I wish I got videos or
I did a
something.
skit. You know the jazz skit?
Oh, yeah.
I was the one who came in and yelled and told them to stop playing jazz.
That's
I would say
awesome.
that's probably the last time. And I didn't do it right. Or like I did it right, but like I don't think anyone took it seriously. Because I just don't come across as like a serious
Did
loud
you lose your
yelling.
voice at fish camp at all then? As someone who doesn't really raise his voice much?
No. I haven't lost my voice in like I don't even know how long.
Yeah, too long to count.
Too long. I'll start keeping track though. I'll go through my databases and see what I can find and piece it together.
Okay. Walk me through your relationship with Grayson McGuire.
Oh, what an interesting man. So, I met Grayson like the first day of fifth grade, I think, of My memory's poor, but I believe what happened is we had to sit next to each other in the classroom, and then I don't know for sure whether or not we were friends right off the bat, but we were friends in fifth grade because we were homies then. We kind of have always gone through the same stages of life, if that makes sense, and we've just been friends for the longest time. We did a lot of the same activities, like a lot of like we went to church together, or I made Grayson go to church with me one time, and then we started just like going with the youth group and kind of messing around there and having a good time. We went on a few mission trips together where it was us just hanging out. We were the only guys our age there, and we were having a good time. And then we came into college as roommates, you know, as one does.
I remember
We're in
that.
the hullabaloo.
Was it 411, 409?
410.
I just knew it was across the hall from where I lived.
Yeah. I think we were 410, and that was an incredible experience. We had a lot of good memories in that dorm. Oh, I think a good defining aspect of me and Grayson's relationship is that we bought lightsabers together so we could fight each other with lightsabers, and that's very crucial to understanding how strong this friendship is, that we would both buy lightsabers so we could fight each other.
There you go.
But no, I love that man. He's incredible. He has changed a decent bit coming into college.
He's changed so much,
He's grown into himself, and it's incredible to see. Now he's a fish camp chair.
I know.
So fancy.
I know.
I know. It's big stuff.
Man's crazy. I remember him freshman year too. He was one of the first people I met in FAST, actually, like as a big. We were just meeting littles. They're like rotating stations. All the bigs were around campus, and littles would go like rotate between us. And I showed up late because I had like an SEC meeting because it was when I first got into SEC. Awesome org, by the way. But I remember I showed up late, and this guy just comes up to me, really goofy. Hey man, what's up? What's your name? And I'm just like, oh, like this is fun. And I just remember his name. I'd never met a Grayson before, and it's a good way to start off my Grayson journey, I guess. All other Graysons have a lot to live up to now.
He is one of my favorite people. Of all throughout high school, we had a lot of interesting memories, and there's some things that the details are unclear, but we did some shenanigans, and then like senior year of high school, after Harvey, we had to drive to the other high school that was like 40 minutes away.
Like for
So
school?
yeah, for school
Wow.
itself, we would go from like 12 to 4.
Dang.
Yeah, it was kind of nice in some ways. You feel like a block schedule, so kind of similar to college in a way. But every day, me and Grayson would carpool there with our siblings. So then that was a good bonding experience too, of just messing around in the car. It was like a daily ritual where we used to make my younger brother sing Bonfire because he said he knew it one day. And it was like, okay, like if you know the song, then you have to sing it. So then we would just be doing that, and then there's so many things of just different things that Grayson and I have been on adventures and done, and just we've had a grand time.
Not for sure. I remember I came back from working in Florida and I stayed with you guys that one summer. I think that might have not that wasn't the first time I was with you guys at the same time, but it was like one of my more like memorable moments because we were just laughing about the stupidest things. And I don't even remember what we were laughing. Well, I do. It was a bunch of
Oh,
stuff.
it was weird, but
It was
I
so
remember.
it was great. It was a fun time though, but I love seeing like the way you guys work like with each other, because you have Will, who not like you don't show emotion, but you just really like calm, right? And then you got Grayson, the polar opposite, and somehow some way you guys just work really well together.
And that's why we're gonna end up getting married to each other. That's what's gonna be end game. In high school, we used to text each other more than our girlfriends.
No
It
way.
was a good time.
Wow.
It was a very good defining aspect of our relationship.
Why aren't you guys living together now? I mean, I'm pretty sure the answer is just like It was meeting just new people and like getting close with other people. You guys' relationship's gonna stay close forever.
Yeah, it's gonna stay the same relationship forever. Like, I'll see Grayson because we're in the same social circles, you know. We'll still hang out. Mm-hmm. We get lunch every now and then, kind of mess around. But like, living wise, it just ended up being like last year. We were just on entirely different schedules.
Yeah.
Of just like, now we're both with houses where our schedules are the same.
Yeah.
Of just like, we're on like the same pace of life in a sense. And then also, I'm going to be here for the fifth year. So are all my roommates. Grayson's not. And like, it just worked out that way. It was just a matter of what made sense, like with life right now. Just like, it was the best option for everyone.
You sound like you're breaking up with him.
We are. We over the podcast, me and Grayson we're breaking up. I'm gonna bring him in as a special guest.
Oh man. Yeah, no, I think in the future, I mean, I haven't had Grayson on yet. Man's too busy all the time now, but I also haven't really asked him to be on it. Officially I have, but eventually I'll get him on. But I think having a group podcast with the two of you would be very insightful.
Oh, I think that could work for us. We have a good time.
That'd be awesome.
A good rapport.
So you were involved with ASME.
I still am.
You still are. American Society.
I still am.
The Mechanical Engineers. Yeah. What were you, annual affairs?
No, or something? I was external affairs.
You're external. I knew there was an affair somewhere.
Yeah. Get your positions right. Come on. You can't be throwing me with the annual affair. Entirely different.
Well, why don't you tell me what you did in that role?
So with that, I had a partner for that, so that was good.
Who's your partner?
Do you know Austin Walters?
I feel like I've met him in the office.
He's friends with Bailey.
Alan?
Yes.
I feel like I've met him before.
Yeah. So we had a good time. Got to know him, and then I also just got to know the other officers. It was cool to meet like older mechanical people. Like, I just didn't know like a ton. Like, I knew a lot through Free, you know, but even like through Free, that's like a pretty limited number. Yeah. So I got to meet others and kind of
like people get in your their class thoughts. Too.
Yeah, people my age too.
And Manav.
Just, yeah, that Adam. Is where I met Manav and Adam, which was nice. Yeah. You know, actually like meeting other people that aren't in Free, and then so with that, I was kind of in charge of planning like trips to different events, you know, like we did like an E-Fest, which is just essentially like an SEC type event where it's like a competition and then you can get like a prize.
Yeah.
And like win something. And then we were supposed to go to Georgia for E-Fest at the end of the year where ASME would like pay for the officers to go and kind of go to this competition. And that was last year. So then ended up getting canceled because of pandemic, you know? So then that was kind of the end of my role of just kind of like talking with people and doing that. And then this year, I got to, or I am doing public relations, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Of, it's me and one of my freshmen from last year, actually, Drew Toms. Yeah. So we're doing that together because we're now partners in the same role.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we just like made a website and we kind of run the Instagram and different things like that. Really? I run intramural sports for ASME. No big deal.
Wow.
I know. Maybe you'll see us out there on the volleyball court. maybe it's Mean Baleen. You might see us. I think we're 1-on-1 right now.
Yeah.
Pretty big time.
Yeah. What about like apparel? I mean, when I think of PR, I think of that too.
That is part of what I thought the role would be. Turns out we actually have another apparel committee, so then we don't do that as much. We do some. We've made like 2 or 3 shirt designs this year, I think. So we've done that, and then honestly, the ASME merch that you get, I like that. That's my favorite aspect of being an officer. There's like officer exclusive merch.
Wow.
No big deal. But like there's like a Patagonia.
Yeah.
That we're getting this year that just says like mechanical engineering on it.
Damn.
And I was just like, that makes it worth it. Yeah. And also the people are just cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to meet them and just, you know, make those new friends.
Yeah.
Mechanical and see what they like.
Yeah. And especially meeting older people too and seeing where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really cool thing. When I was a sophomore mechanical engineering major, I wish I had, I mean, I knew people older than me, obviously. No. But it would have been nice to just know more older people and see what other options I have. Because back then, I thought oil and gas was the only thing I could do.
Yeah.
Everyone always talked about oil and gas. And I remember one of my friends, he was like, oh, I'm interning with this company and it's not oil and gas. And somebody was like, that's not a real internship. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, they're working for Toyota.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's big time. They've made it.
I know. And so, that's really cool. I'm a huge fan of the, obviously, the gray sweaters.
Oh, mine's on the floor somewhere.
I actually lost mine, so I ordered it again, and I cannot wait for it. I haven't worn that in, like, a year.
It's honestly a very nice sweatshirt.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I will wear that in public. I'll do it.
Dude, I wish I had that like in the winter. I just want to tell everyone I'm mechanical.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny too because when I say that, people think I'm smart.
No, people think I'm intelligent for doing mechanical.
You actually are very intelligent though. I think you need to give yourself some credit.
Yes. Sometimes yes. Other times, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would put it. Sometimes things click for me, usually not.
What is, like, besides the pandemic, what has been, like, the most unexpected thing that has come out of college?
Most unexpected thing out of college?
Yeah. And it could be anything from a friendship to an organization to, oh, like a job, a role you had.
Maybe honestly, I think it was fish camp.
Yeah.
I had no intentions of doing fish camp.
Yeah.
Like, I almost didn't go as a freshman. And then even whenever I went as a freshman, it wasn't, like, a great experience for me.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a pretty average one of just, I don't know what it was necessarily. I mean, like, I found out afterwards, after like being a counselor, what it was, and it just came down to me and my counselors didn't click necessarily, and like it just made the experience not as good as it could have been.
Yeah.
But then, so I didn't really, I just applied on like a whim, you know, and like did the interview, kind of did that, and then I think doing fish camp really kind of helped me grow as an individual. It helped me definitely be more expressive of just, I realized it helped kind of prepare me for like being a free counselor too. Of just like, I know what it means to
like connect with people,
connect with these people that I just may not even see ever again.
Yeah.
And like maybe make a meaningful impact on them and kind of help guide them on their path and just kind of put them on their way.
Yeah.
And then kind of also just the vulnerability aspect of it, I think was huge for me of just, that's not something that I like
it comes
ever that ever went out my way to do of just like, that's, I just viewed it as something that was just unnecessary.
Yeah.
But then fish camp kind of forces it and kind of just making those relationships where it's just like, you can trust these people. And then also just more trust in people early on.
Yeah.
Of just like, just more of like an instantaneous of just like, you just have to have that trusting relationship with people to make a strong connection. So I think that was a very good thing that I was forced to do.
Now, I think with fish camp especially, it was probably one of the first times I've ever had to be the one to like hold a conversation and be comfortable enough starting a conversation. Because half the time, if you don't do it, like the incoming freshmen,
they won't.
They're not. They're so scared.
Yeah.
And so you need to be like able to break the ice and find a connection as fast as possible, make them feel welcome, and like really put yourself in their shoes and see like if they're not responding well to something I'm doing,
figure out something
else. Change it up. And it's not like everyone doesn't have the same like way you communicate with them. You gotta communicate with people to the level like they're comfortable with it. That's something that I really like took away from fish camp too. It's really interesting. I don't know, you hear a bunch of things about what people say about fish camp. And there's always people who are going to tarnish an organization's image. But at the same time, like, there's also a lot of people in fish camp who are doing it for the right reasons and who actually are, like fish camp teaches them so much and they want to, like, show that to other people. So That's really cool. Yeah,
there's a lot of good that comes out of it. What was your approach with the freshman? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, so it was honestly just being as vulnerable as possible from the beginning and sharing them things that if I talked about, like, I could tear up.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten a lot better at not tearing up as fast, you know, holding on to that suspense a little bit before a tear comes down. But, like, freshman, first year and second year especially, like, if somebody was obviously, like, uncomfortable about just opening up, I would be the one to say, like, hey, here's something about myself that I don't just talk about all the time to people that I just met, but I want you to I want you guys to see, like, I'm not afraid to open up to you guys because, you know, like, we're all going through this thing together. Someone's got to open up first. Why not it be me?
Yeah.
So it started out with that. And then I think the next biggest thing was just remembering their names, too.
Mm.
And not just their, like, first names, but, like, last names. Like, I would try to, like, I would go up to, like, somebody and be like, hello, Tanner Sanderson. And I'd be like, I know, like, your first and last name. And he'd be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. But, like, you don't realize how many people are, like, don't remember names, you know?
Yeah, no.
And, like, I was guilty of that, like, for a little bit, too. but I definitely got better at that. So just little stuff like that, or, like, talking with them in the lunch line, or, you know, like, if I'm ahead of them in a lunch line and I'm talking with, like, some counselors and some freshmen are in the back, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go join them so they don't feel left out. Because, like, it's so easy to just, like, feel alone in those moments. So just looking for different ways to, like, connect with them. That's kind of my approach.
I like it.
It's been a lot of fun. I've been able to stay in touch with a good amount.
Yeah.
Some of them, obviously, they just they don't always talk to you after camp. But the ones that do, like, it's so cool seeing them, like, grow up, like you talked about with Free. So definitely enjoy it.
The ones that reach back out, it's always interesting.
Yeah.
I saw one of my DD daughters the other day. Mm-hmm. It was a cool experience.
It's really awesome. Yeah. And then next year when you're a senior and they're juniors next year.
That's, I don't,
they're like leaders in their organization.
I don't like that. That's... I've been, like, noticing myself age recently. I know, I'm sure you're feeling the same thing, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we are the upperclassmen now.
Yeah.
I just, it went too fast.
Next year, though, is going to be fine with you, but I think
once
you reach that fifth year, and especially, like, once you're in your master's classes and not interacting with undergraduates.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
It's going to be crazy weird. Yeah. Why don't you tell me about the importance of patience?
Ooh,
tell me about patience.
Ooh, patience. Ooh.
I just wanted to.
Patience.
Actually, I'll let Will. Why is patience so necessary?
So patience is necessary because whenever you're patient for something and you wait out the right amount of time and just let it build, the moment's just better.
Yeah.
You know, the moment just grows. Becomes so much more memorable and just meaningful. And the patience aspect, it truly is a virtue.
It is
truly
a
virtue.
Think of it like a seed, right?
Mm.
If you were to just, you know, water a seed, like care for it, and then after 2 days you don't see anything, and then you impatiently dig it out, you just ruined it, right?
Yeah.
But if you wait long and long amounts of time,
yes,
you see that seed become a tree. Or a flower.
Yeah, a long, long time.
It's because of that patience. Yeah,
because of the patience. And I think we really started talking about patience as a virtue. Was that?
It was. Okay, so it was.
Year? Huh? Was that freshman year or sophomore?
So it was the freshman to sophomore.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I don't even remember. I don't remember the first time.
I can't remember the first time.
I think, honestly, it was because. Actually, no, I do remember now.
Yeah.
So the reason how this whole patience thing came about was. Will's freshman to sophomore year, which was my sophomore to junior year, that was 2019 to 2020.
Yeah.
I was interning in Florida. I was really, really lonely, didn't have many friends, and I would spend, like, I would go to work, and then after work, and I'd work out and eat dinner, I would just, like, call people, and I would just be like, I just want to hear your voice, right?
Yeah.
I just, like, send me a video or something of you talking. I just want to hear your voice, see you, because I won't see you for, like, another 2 months. I did that with Will, and Will would send me a lot of Snapchat videos of him just talking. And usually it's, like, late at night, like 9, 10, 11 p.m. Like, head's against the pillow.
Yeah.
He's using the front camera flash on. And I guess sometimes I got pretty impatient. And I was like, Will, I want to hear your voice. Yeah. Your voice, especially out of everybody else's. Send me a video now. And he would just be like, patience, young grasshopper. And, you know, ever since then, it's just evolved.
Yeah.
It has become something that we strive for every day, patience.
It has. I think we've both grown from it. I feel a more patient individual. I don't know about you.
I feel very patient.
You feel very patient. I think it was for the best that we both realized that patience was so important in our lives.
And it's so funny. I have so many, like, either screen recordings of Will talking about it or his voice messages. Like, they are what pick me up on a rainy day. So thank you for teaching me about one of the most important lessons I've learned in college.
Patience. That is just so crucial.
Patience, yeah. Why don't you tell me about some of the friends that you've made in college that, like, have really stuck with you, like, whether it was freshman year, sophomore year, even now, that have, like, either taught you a lot or, like, you've learned a lot just by being around them.
Yeah, so definitely my roommates, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Tyler didn't like each other when we first met.
Really?
Yeah, because we had, like, met each other, like, an NSC type thing, and it was, like, the nerd NSC.
Oh.
And we were, like, at a table together and, like, didn't like each other.
What, did he just feel like your superiority?
It was just like, no, we were at a table where it wasn't that we didn't like each other necessarily, mm-hmm. but the other people at the table were, like, so awful. Oh. Of just, like, such annoying, like, high school, like, hero. Not hero, because we're high school heroes.
No, yeah.
They were like, high school academic.
So they were the ones,
only life.
They were the ones that was like, oh yeah, like, so I took AP comp sci my freshman year.
Yeah.
So, like, does that mean?
Yeah, they were just tryhards. So then, like, whenever we both saw each other, like, in free for the first time, we were just like, oh, he's one of those nerds that was at that table. It was, like, the same reaction. Yeah. And then whenever we started doing Flow Bowl, we did the dance routine, and me and Tyler were partnered together to be the part where you ride the tractor.
So I
rode Tyler whenever he was a tractor, and that just kind of formed this bond. This
inseparable bond.
Yeah, and I think it's been good. It's been good for the both of us. And now we have several pictures of us proposing to one another.
Yeah.
It's beautiful moments. Yeah. And then we tried to make our own committee in free. We tried to convince the execs to let us be counselor partners together. Yeah. So I think we've grown a lot from that NSC moment. We've grown a lot from it. And then Rory and Jackson too, have just, they've been incredible. Rory proved to me that comp sci people are not all nerds. that's what it proved to me. And I was just like, I was doubtful at first.
Yeah.
And then Jackson too, I didn't talk to a ton freshman year.
Yeah.
Because he was dating Rachel, and
still is dating Rachel.
I love Rachel and Jackson, but I didn't want to talk to Rachel freshman year because I'd gotten into my head that I was like, I don't want to be making friends with, like, Kingwood people. I need to branch out.
So, oh, she went to Kingwood.
Yeah, she went to high school. Okay. Like, she and I went to high school together. We had a few mutual friends. Mm-hmm. So then, like, we knew each other, and I was just like, well, I should be trying to branch out and make friends who aren't from Kingwood, because I'd been, like, criticizing that for years. Of just, like, that's something I always made, like, fun of whenever people, like, went to college and then only were friends
with people from their hometown.
With people from their hometown, and, like, didn't try to branch out. Yeah. So I was like, I can't fall into the trap, or otherwise I'd be a hypocrite. And then I realized, I was like, well, that's dumb.
Rachel's cool.
I was like, Rachel's cool enough, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So then I started hanging out with Rachel and Jackson too, and we've had a great time.
Yeah.
A lot of good memories so far. A lot of the late nights is what we found. Even, like, last year, because we all lived at UCLA.
Yeah, I remember that.
But we were all, like, in different townhomes, kind of. Rory and Tyler were together. So we would just, like, take turns, like, walking back and forth between each other's place and just messing around, having a good time. And, you know, shenanigans. And then other friends that I've made in college. There's Anna Connolly, great woman, incredible. We actually became better friends because of racquetball, which is
Oh,
a
I thought you were
good
about to say because mechanical.
that too.
Okay.
That too. It kind of both combined
Yeah.
have made us better friends. We have a lot of fun because there's my racquetball racket right there actually.
Yeah. It's on
I
his
have a
wall for
yeah,
people who
it's on
can't.
the wall for the people who aren't watching the live stream video. That's a different link. You can find it in the
Yeah,
attachments,
link in
but
description.
yeah. But so we made a racquetball team second semester freshman year. Balls to the wall. Yeah, it's pretty big time.
Yeah.
Freshman year we didn't do that good. S and then we played again sophomore year. And
This
we did
progress.
a little better. And the third time we got third place.
Oh.
Third place in the Intramural Racquetball League.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty
Pretty
good.
big time. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Pretty huge. You
Oh
know, this just
man.
that's a good memory. But we as a group of mechanical people spend too much time together, I feel like sometimes. Like it's so much time of
Yeah.
just constantly doing things.
Yeah.
'Cause Jason too, you know,
Yeah.
Jason's also on the mechanical grind, so
Yeah.
we call each other about homework all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of building off of that. And then we got my homegirl, Emily Sandwich.
Emily.
Yeah. Homie.
Yeah. Awesome. You guys
Yeah.
are very similar people. This is awesome.
Yes. My fish camp partner, number one. She has another fish camp partner now.
Yeah.
She betrayed
What
me.
a cheater.
I know. She betrayed the first year bond that we
Yeah.
had, and she went back on it, and
Yeah.
I'll never forgive her.
No.
That's crossing a line,
Yeah.
you know. And then there's so many people that I've met that have just had such an impact on me. It's hard to, like, I feel like weird listing people off because I'm just like, what if I don't list off everyone that I want
Yeah.
to, you know? And like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll compile like an Excel list
Yeah.
and I'll send it to you
There you
later,
go.
and you can attach it and update it as it
There
goes. I was
you
gonna
go.
say, even like all the free counselors, love them. The ones that I had, and then the ones I was with, and the current ones, they're just all incredible. Everyone, I love everyone in free.
And
They're,
you're adopted big.
yeah, my adopted big especially. Like sometimes, like he would just like, I don't know, he would like call me. It was kind of weird, but I was like, okay, like I guess that's acceptable. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what bigs should do.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw one of my bigs last night at the place north of campus. Yeah, it's one of the first times
Were you there? Where were you?
I was at
Oh,
O'Brien's
okay.
with my Irish heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's nice.
yeah.
Did you say hello?
Yes,
Nice.
waved high and then walked away.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be safe in the pandemic.
Exactly.
That's rules are
Yeah.
rules.
Yeah.
So,
No. Yeah. It's fun having you as my adopted.
oh, I enjoyed that
That was
greatly.
fun. That
Yeah.
was fun. I look back to those moments and I'm just like, wow, like I used to be able to say, "Hey, meet me at Einstein's."
Yeah. No,
this t
I would get there an hour late, but
Yeah.
I would get
You'd
there.
get there
Yeah,
now. It was a fun time though. But
because
wow.
that was you, me, Canyon, Heather, Victoria,
Yeah,
right?
Victoria. I feel like people would come here and there.
Dan was there too, right?
Madeline would come
Yeah.
sometimes.
Okay. Good
What
time.
a group, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I hear Roosters has good bagels now.
see, I didn't even know Roosters was a place to study.
Yeah.
I just thought of it as
The
like
bike shop.
the bike shop, that's
Yeah.
it. And then I went inside and I was like, this is legit.
Yeah.
I'm getting like a P like not POV, but like Sweet Eugene's almost type vibes.
Same energy.
Yeah, same energy.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
And they'll fix your bike while you're there.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of big.
I need to get a bike.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I asked you about like the friends thing because I don't know. I don't think we always get to reflect on like who impacted us, right? We don't have like a yearbook of people
Yeah.
like, "Hey, sign this for us," and like I can look back on it and be like, "Oh, this person like did
Yeah.
this," you know? But
Honestly, you saying that just reminded me of all these different people. And
yeah.
like, I don't want to like go through and just list off people
Yeah.
that I know and be like, yeah, I'm popular. Like, I know people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. too many to name.
No,
yeah. That's the thing of just like, I don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah.
Of just, because I can't take 3 hours on your podcast just talking about different people.
You're right. You know, something I was, it was interesting hearing is like your guys' mechanical engineering like group, because obviously we have one. And we're, fun fact, we're actually doing a ring dunk with our mechanical engineering group next week. Yeah.
Nice.
Like next week.
Next week.
Like we planned it yesterday for next week because we were thinking, oh, why not March in this day? And we're like, oh, that's like the spring break day we have.
Yeah.
People will probably go somewhere. And the week before is Songfest. And the week before is Aggie Dance Marathon.
Yeah.
And the week before people are out. So we were just like, hey, all right, hear me out now. Next week. So we're basically doing a ring dunk with our group. It was kind of cool. We had it started out with a bunch of free people.
Yeah.
And then little by little, you add people here and there who we deem cool enough. You know, they pass the test.
As one does.
You know.
Yeah.
But I was just interested in your guys' group because, like, do you guys have any non-free people in there? Or maybe people who are, like, unofficially in it, but they, like...
So I think we would have, right, of just we all have different... mechanical friends who we would bring in and like talk to about like what's going on mechanical and whatnot.
Yeah.
And like I talked to like Manav and Mohit and Adam a decent amount about stuff, and like everyone has their own connections, but I think where we would have gotten we needed sophomore year in person to do it.
Yeah.
Of just I think going online kind of made it where
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, where, like, you just had to, like, because we did the projects with people who weren't in free, like, for 225.
Yeah.
Like, first semester, sophomore year, but then second semester, just being pushed all online, you were just, you were less likely to even, like, talk to people. Like,
yeah.
Normally, we would just, like, communicate over text about these things, and, like, we had, like, one group chat, but I think it was, like, mainly free, because I was just, like, this is all the people you know.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't know who's going to be, like, just, like, annoying about school still.
Yeah.
Like, you can't feel it out in person, you know?
Yeah.
So then, I think if we had had sophomore year...
I think it would have,
it would have happened. But I think next year, with the design project groups, I think there's a better chance of just... I think if we just overload a section with all the mechanic people we know...
Yeah.
And put them all in one...
Yeah.
I think it would be good.
I think some people in my year, else in our mechanical engineering group chat, will be in...
Oh, very nice.
So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting because, I mean, I didn't even think about that, but us having that sophomore year where, like, I think sophomore year, fall semester, you sign up with the classes, you sign up for classes with people who, like, you were in free with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then sophomore year, second semester, doesn't work out for everyone.
Yeah.
You start branching out more, and you add more people into your group because this person is in this class with me, and I'm not in class with, like, all the other free people or whatever. Yeah. It's been cool to, like, see our group grow, and but hopefully, you know, we can bring that to your guys' group.
I hope we get there. I will say one of the fun things about Zoom, like, the first day of classes is just going through and looking at all the people you know. It's so much easier than if you're in a classroom. Mm-hmm. Now you can just look through all the names right there.
Exactly. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We got a few more questions for you, Will.
Okay. Tell them at me.
First one's going to be about the roommates.
Yes.
Do some roommate superlatives.
Okay, okay.
So, you can nominate yourself, too.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I won everything.
All right, so I guess number one is, who is the best cook in the house?
Ooh, best cook in the house? It's definitely between me and Tyler. I think it depends on what you're cooking.
Well, like, someone's better at, like, brownies and desserts?
So, I can definitely bake better. Like, and I can cook, like, in the kitchen better.
Yeah.
Tyler's better at making vegetables, because vegetables are dumb, so I
make those. Who eats veggies? Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just, like, I'm not going to make vegetables. But I know how to use a crock pot better. He knows how to grill better.
Yeah.
And then Rory and Jackson know how to cook. They're just more limited in what they cook.
When I think of Rory eating, I think of Rory just eating. I could be, I'm probably wrong, too. But I could just see him eating ramen, sunflower seeds.
Okay.
I mean, he's a comp sci major,
it's
right?
It's very close. Mainly mac and cheese.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jackson. I see Jackson as like the peanut butter jelly type guy.
That's spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he does the triple bread technique.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen that, right?
I haven't seen it in person, but...
So, what he does is he makes a peanut butter and jelly, right?
Yeah.
And then he just adds another layer of peanut butter and jelly onto the top of it. So, yeah. Basically, you're making two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but you're only having
three
loaves. Pieces of
bread. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of, Is it the Big Mac that does that?
It is the Big Mac.
Yeah,
yeah,
McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
He basically ripped... McDonald's stole it from him.
So. Yeah. Ah, okay, interesting. How about the person most likely to just knock on your door and be like, hey, are you there? And just be like, you open it, and they're just like, yeah, what's up?
Most likely to be like, when I knock on their door?
No, or like, you just knock... Like, they're knocking on your door.
They knock on my door.
Yeah.
And they just want to hang out.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's tough. Because, like, normally...
They'll just congregate in
the living room. Normally, just congregate in the living room. It's just, like, if you're not doing school in your room, then you're just in the living
room. That makes sense, though. Yeah. Who's the most studious? Tyler? Most
studious? Probably Jackson. Yeah, probably Jackson.
Tyler, you let me down.
Tyler every now and then, but I know what Tyler's doing all the time. So Jackson may not be doing...
Yeah.
As much as I think he is, but yeah. Like me and Tyler are in all the same classes, and I know where he's at on the homework versus where I'm at on the homework, so I know where we are.
Yeah.
Whereas Jackson is just doing his projects and like other stuff in there.
Yeah.
And who's, then Rory does his.
Yeah, he like, does his.
He's his little beep.
He turns stuff. On and off the machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in his cave every now and then, just working on projects.
Yeah.
He will spend the most consecutive time doing school.
Okay.
Of just, he'll, I've seen him grind out for like 16 hours before, gosh. Like just consecutive on a project.
Crazy, man.
It's very impressive, I will say.
Person most likely not to be here. Like you check their rooms.
Probably Tyler.
I think I would say Tyler it's too.
Tyler, because of this, an unnamed entity who lives in College Station.
Who what?
Who lives in College Station.
Yeah. Who didn't live in College Station the year before.
No, didn't live in College Station the year before.
Yeah.
But she's approved. I forgive her. This is Tyler's fault for leaving.
Okay. Who is the person most likely to be in bed longest? Like just sleeping? Or taking naps?
That's probably between me and Rory, honestly. we both sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both up late and sleep a lot. That's the common trend that I've noticed.
Person most likely to go out.
Go out where?
Anywhere? North of campus?
Probably Rory.
Rory?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Intriguing.
Yes.
He isn't your typical comp sci major.
No, he's not. He's not your typical engineer.
Person most likely to, like be playing video games or whatever in the main living room.
Probably me. I like to play my games out there so everyone can watch me.
Dominate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like to see. Jackson, used to play games about the same amount as me out there. We take turns.
Yeah.
But now he's being studious. He's on his grind.
Yeah.
And, he hasn't been playing recently. He's getting ahead.
Person most likely to bring other people over.
I don't know. We're all kind of...
We're all social?
We're all social, right? And we all bring over probably about the same amount. Right now it's kind of hard because we try not to bring over too many people.
Yeah.
Of just like, we don't want to be the ones like constantly with the state of the world. We don't want to... We don't want people to negatively reflect on us. Yeah, we try to keep that positive image of we are staying safe in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. And I just thought of this question.
Yes.
First of all, do you know more about Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon?
Ooh.
Or like when I say that, I mean like just like name. So like, how do you know more like Pokemon names?
I'm so bad at names.
Or Yu-Gi-Oh! Names, like Yu-Gi-Oh! Obviously, you know like Dark Magician, Blue Eyes.
Yeah. So Probably know more Pokemon names just because of Pokemon Go.
Ah,
So it's kind of like an unfair
okay.
advantage of just like Pokemon's had more outreach.
No doubt. Yu-Gi-Oh's been slacking a little bit.
They tried to come out with a Yu-Gi-Oh Go a bit ago. I remember,
Yu-Gi-Go
yeah,
or something.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. I honestly think the Yu-Gi-Oh pillow is just funny. I found it like years ago and it's just so funny to me.
That's good. I was gonna ask you to like assign a Pokemon to your roommates.
Okay, so
What Pokemon would
everyone
flex
gets a
them?
Pokemon.
Yeah. If they were a Pokemon, what would
Here,
they be?
let me open up Pokemon Go. And I'll go through my mine and I'll rank them there.
Perfect. I'm trying to think of who would you be? I'm not
That's
gonna lie.
what
The
I, yeah, I
first
don't know.
Pokemon that came in mind when I was thinking of you was Machamp. Because Will doesn't really like to say this, but I feel like he's a pretty big body.
I mean that's fair. I haven't worked out in a hot second.
It doesn't look like it. You're,
What can
you
I
look like you
say?
you look like you're
Just
doing well.
I yeah, I'm actually I've been working out in my sleep. That's that way
Yeah.
no one sees it happen, but oh, what if I just go through all the evolutions of who's
Oh,
who?
perfect.
Yeah, I need to look up the different evolutions first.
All right, so you got Espeon, the psychic type, Vaporeon, water type, Jolteon, electric, Flareon, fire, Glaceon is ice, Umbreon is dark type,
I think
Vapor, I said Vaporeon. Leafeon's the grass type. I'm probably missing another.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Okay.
So I think Jackson's Espeon. That feels right.
Yeah.
Think I could be Umbreon. I do like the dark.
Yeah, the dark
That
side.
does feel right.
Yes.
I would choose the dark side in Star Wars if I had a choice, I would do think Rory's a Flareon.
Yeah.
And then I'm between Jolteon and Vaporeon for Tyler. I think he's more of a Vaporeon.
Yeah, I think Vaporeon too.
It feels right.
It fits his vibe, I feel.
Yeah, he's more of a water than electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he doesn't like circuits. He doesn't know,
I
so
don't like circuits either.
circuits are my least favorite part of the
That is
game,
my
you
favorite
know.
least, like my least favorite class.
That 364
Yeah.
I do not like.
But you had that, oh wait, 364?
364.
Are you talking about 360? I thought you were talking about Isen.
Eason too, I didn't like.
Because you guys didn't have to have that class in person, right?
Half of it was.
Did you guys have to use
So,
breadboards and all that?
yes.
Oh, that sucked.
I don't understand them, but Anna understood them, so we
Oh,
were
see,
partners.
that's what I was saying. You need to have a partner who I can do the reports.
Yeah, I was like, easy.
You just gotta
Got
make
it.
the circuit. The physical circuit.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, my last question for you, Will,
Okay.
is what is something you've learned in college that you want to keep with you for the rest of your life? Like a lesson you want to hold on to.
It's tough.
That's okay.
I always forget when I learn my lessons. That's the thing of just like I've learned a lot of lessons in my lifetime, but the college ones. I think it's like they always tell you in high school, you know, kind of like find out what you want to do and kind of like go your own path in life and do the career you want, like enjoy life and find that happiness with it. But I think I didn't really understand that until college, until it was closer, you know, like what we're like 2 or 3 years from like full time working.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think just that closeness to it reminded me to enjoy like the small things and like actually find like a major in classes that I enjoy and
Yeah.
something that I would want to do and I would find myself being happy with. And then also just like the relationships that you form of just I did not go out of my way to make relationships in high school as much, but like now I'll talk to whoever and then like I'll see them later and be like, "Oh, you're this person," you know, and
Yeah.
just I think it's interesting to watch myself change over time.
Yeah.
But I think that's a positive lesson I've learned of just cherishing life for what it is and enjoying it before I become an old man
Oh my
working.
gosh. Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think, like, we're never gonna have as much free time as we do now. I mean, I'm kind of experiencing it now with work, but like, you kind of got a bedtime now, you know?
Yeah, how is work, by the way?
It's nice. I was able to finish a project, which is really cool. My
Very
first
nice.
one, but I didn't really feel like I got a lot done this week. I was trying to set up a bunch of things on my laptop
Yeah.
still. So I think, like, I won't be clocking these hours, but I'm still gonna, like, maybe work for like 30, 45 minutes
That's
sometime
fair.
tonight or
Yeah.
something. But it's really cool. I actually think you'd really enjoy the group, the team I'm working with.
Sweet.
They're so funny. We have a bunch of characters on the team, people who are very sarcastic with each other. So
Nice.
somebody will say something like, "Oh, like give me a second, like my screen is pulling up," and they're like, "No, like your time's up." Like he'll say stuff like that. And then actually one of the guys that interviewed me, I'd asked him a question like, "Like will I get paired up with a mentor? Like is someone gonna like show me the ropes?" He was just like in the interview was like, "No, you're on your own, kid. Like we all got our own stuff to worry about. Like you're not as important as our other commitments." And I was like, "You know what? You're right. I like this team."
That's
So
hilarious.
it's a great. I really
Yeah.
enjoy it, and I really like it a lot. But like I
Yeah.
said, you have a bedtime now. You have to start thinking
Yeah.
about if I stay up late, I'll be able to wake up tomorrow. But like, it's gonna take me a little bit to get like woken up officially and
Yeah.
actually do my job. So it's really cool, though. I definitely enjoy
Are you 9 to 5?
it. I'm 7 to 4.
Oh, that's not
I'm in
bad.
Pittsburgh time,
Oh,
because
okay.
that's where I would have been, and so they're Eastern time.
Yeah.
Most of them start work around 9 or
Ooh.
8:30. I
Nice.
just wake up a little bit earlier. I figure why not get done around
Get on
4.
that grind, you know? Just
Exactly.
kind of show them what's up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But it's a lot
Okay.
of fun.
Yeah.
I just feel really lucky that I'm able to, like, I know like this is gonna end like April 30th.
Yeah.
You know? Like I don't mind working, but I also want to have like that college lifestyle
Yeah.
too, you know?
You'll have a month of freedom and then go back
Go back
to,
to work.
yeah. That's kind of nice.
Yep. Alrighty, well, Will, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah,
Really appreciated
do we
this.
handshake at the end?
We can
Is that
handshake.
okay? That feels
That's
good.
great.
I hope the audience could hear the handshake and
I heard they heard the
really.
firmness of it. And
That's.
if you didn't, just wait for it. Just have that patience and.
Thank you for being patient with us today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. When people have
Are we
patience,
going lower now?
we're going ASMR
We're
right
going.
now.
Oh, okay.
I'm really
Let's.
close to the microphone, and it's cool because I can hear myself talk, so I know
Yeah.
like this sounds really good.
That's some good audio right
That's some
there.
good audio,
That's some
right?
good audio.
But yeah, eventually, you guys are all living together next year anyway, so,
Yeah.
once I have another microphone, once I figure out how to get two microphones and one computer,
Yeah.
we can get a group podcast
Ooh,
going.
okay.
So
That could work, you
that could
know?
work.
Have the multi-person podcast. I
I think
think
that'd be amazing.
that's next level.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we will see you guys on our next one. Peace
Yeah.
out.
Bye.